As of the mid to late 1990s, fully 5,060% more ozone was being detected in Earth's middle atmosphere than was expected, even though pollution is expected to reduce ozone, not increase it. This area is above where the ozone holes are located. There are also more hydroxyl OH molecules appearing in Earth's upper atmosphere than conventional scientists can explain. Furthermore, strong emissions from atomic neon, argon, and xenon were seen in Earth's aurora, apparently for the first time, in 2001. Overall, Earth has been losing 3% of its sunlight per decade since the 1950s. There has been a 10% decrease in sunlight reaching Earth's surface in the last 30 years, and 15% over the last 50 years, showing that the effect is accelerating. This suggests that the atmosphere itself has become noticeably denser. Most scientists would expect the Earth to cool down as a result of a thicker atmosphere, not warm up, so this shocking finding went against all scientific thinking and was ignored as a result. The first reaction has always been that the effect is much too big, I don't believe it, and if it's true, then why has nobody reported it before? NASA announced in 2009 that over the last 25 years, noctilucent clouds in Earth's upper atmosphere are becoming more and more frequent, migrating down from the poles and shining brighter than ever before. This cannot be attributed to a change in temperature. An atmospheric scientist, Dr. Vincent Wickwar, said, "I suspect, as many of us feel, that it is global change, but I fear we don't understand it. It's not as simple as a temperature change." The oceans of the world have warmed significantly since the late 1940s, and interestingly, slightly less than half of the increase in heat content is occurring below 300 meters, roughly 900 feet. These rapid, unpredictable changes in temperature were previously thought impossible, since sunlight cannot penetrate to these depths. These subsurface temperature changes can predict the behavior of surface weather several months later. There are temperature anomalies in the deepest levels of the Pacific Ocean that exhibit a slow, clockwise, circulating movement, and these deep temperature anomalies are neatly correlated with variations in solar energy output. This has allowed for the creation of a successful model to predict El Niño and La Niña events in advance. Earthquake activity also appears to have increased. A worldwide database system for reliably cataloging earthquakes was established by the United States Geological Service as of January 1, 1973. According to the USGS, 98% of earthquakes are less than a magnitude 3 on the Richter scale, and earthquakes greater than about magnitude 3 usually can be felt by people near the source area, and thus are easily detectable. For this same reason, it is unlikely that improvements in the technology or number of detection stations would cause a significant increase in the actual number of earthquakes that are reported above 3.0. Nonetheless, in 1973, there were 4,517 earthquakes above 3.0 on the Richter scale worldwide, and by 2003, there were 17,443. This represents a total of a 386% increase in earthquake activity above 3.0 between 1973 and 2003.